The Arctic Winter Games are renowned for combining indigenous and U.S. or Western style events, and Smith Middle School provided a great example of that combination on Tuesday. Inside, in the gym, UConn and Nunavut junior girls volleyball teams were going at it, and as you might imagine, with all the hooping and cheering, it was a hard-played contest between two pretty well-matched teams. Both gave it their best, but Nunavut won it in two sets. The feel of the event going on outside was much different. We got there just in time to catch the junior boys and open male snow snake event. That's one of several included in the Dene Games, Dene being a term that indigenous North American people use to refer to their ethnicity. Here's Matthew Brown, a snow snake aficionado from Haines Junction, Yukon, listing the other Dene games.
There's the pole push, the stick pole, the snow snake, the finger pole, and hand games.
The snow snake requires contestants to sort of slide a pole, maybe 5 feet long, using a kind of underhand pitch to send it on down a snowy course that's banked on both sides. The pole often sort of waggles around in the course as it's sliding along, resembling the motion of a sidewinder snake. The winner is the contestant who sends the pole sliding the longest distance down the course. Brown says it's tricky to keep the pole between the two banks, especially if you try to hurl it with a lot of force.
It's a bit harder than just throwing it on the ground. It's more like you have to get really low in order for it to go straight and the way you want it to.
He says the key is to first find the balance point.
See, you put your fingers out and you have to like balance it on your fingers to see where the middle is. And wherever it's balanced is the best spot. And you want to get real low and you throw it as far as you can.
Brown is 16 and he says he's been competing in the events for a few years now. He says he got a bronze ulu in the snow snake during the 2012 games in Whitehorse. He's hoping to improve on that record this year. This is the first go-around for another contestant who was showing off his pole Tuesday afternoon to an inquiring reporter.
My name's Dominic Kakasik, and I'm 17 years old.
Kakasik hails from Arctic Bay, a village in far north Nunavut near the northern tip of Baffin Island. And he says he's having a great time here in Fairbanks.
It's awesome.
The snow snake event is fascinating to watch, and the atmosphere is friendly. There's a lot of interaction between the young people from all the teams. The contestants often congratulate or kid each other, depending on whether the throw was good or bad. Likewise with the head pole. That's one of the Arctic sports events, and that competition's being held at Lathrop High School. The event features two contestants facing each other in a sort of push-up position, maybe 4 feet apart, with heads raised up and a big, thick, 3-inch-wide rubber band stretched between them around the back of their heads. When the signal is given, both contestants immediately try to pull the other backwards over a line. The one who succeeds wins. More often, the rubber band will slip off one of the contestants' head, giving the win to the other. The contests are intense and short-lived. Most were over in a few seconds, but not the contest for third and fourth place in the open men's division between Matt Jacobson of UConn and Sam Hanskleaver of Alberta North. That one went on for more than 20 seconds. The cheers grew louder as the contest went on until finally Jacobson prevailed. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.